You were listening to the 1 Million Cups of Appleton. We are a group designed to educate, engage, and inspire entrepreneurs in central Wisconsin and beyond.
Awesome. Well, good morning. Welcome to 1 Million Cups of Appleton, everyone. We are a weekly celebration of entrepreneurship where we feature a fellow entrepreneur, hear their story, and learn about their business. Today, we have a friend from Colorado. We have James Anderson with Smart Move, as you can see by the screen. So welcome, James. The floor is yours. Take it away.
All right. I'll get my actual slideshow up and running. See how fast this wants to do it. Come on, boys and girls. There we are. I think I was just kind of telling him a little bit that I actually was raised in Wisconsin and then kind of serendipitously kind of moved around and ended up in Colorado. So when I saw that you guys had an Appleton chapter, I thought, oh, that's kind of right in my family's backyard. So I figured I'd do a presentation with you guys. So the company is Smart Move. And what we're doing is we're making smart financial moves together. And what we're asking is, what advantages or value do you see in using Smart Move? So like, why do you think it's actually a good idea or not? Why would or wouldn't you use Smart Move? So we're kind of looking for things that you may go, oh, that's a limiting factor, something that I wouldn't use because blah. And what do you think would be a good question or questions to ask in our marketing survey, as well as maybe who we should be reaching out to? Maybe like if you know of a good company or something of that nature to kind of utilize, like University of Nebraska, for example, the business school I'm going to try to work with. My fourth thing is we're looking for about 100 beta testers to provide feedback and testing data. So this is kind of like looking at our onboarding structure, how the app is actually working for them, what they like about it, what they don't like about it. So if you or someone you know would be interested in using this, can you just reach out to us and let us know? And with further ado, 60% of Americans cannot cover an unexpected expense with savings. Over 75% of Americans have gone into debt to pay for a vacation. In fact, the average family of four's vacation to Disney World costs over $5,240. If you were to finance with a credit card for 2 years, you'd pay over $6,051. However, if you were to save for 2 years, it would only cost you $5,110. So if you could save over $941, that leads us to the question of why aren't us as Americans aren't saving. One of the reasons that we typically hear is, well, we're just not earning any interest. And in fact, you'd be right. Average savings accounts at brick and mortars are offering 0.04% APY. High yield savings accounts, which are highly touted, offer 12 and a half times that with 0.5%. And there's been a few that I see at 0.7%. However, would you be surprised to know that there are credit unions and other smaller banks that are offering 3% or better APY? In fact, running our system just kind of yesterday, I found one Members First credit union right there in Wisconsin at 10.47. That's a Roundup account. There's Farmers and Merchants State Bank, which is offering 3.3 on all balances. Glacier Hills is 3%, and then you get Sterling Bank, which has two different offerings at a little better than 2%. So with our digital wallet, what you can do is you can connect all of your existing accounts. So you can add these better paying accounts to the mix, keeping your existing checking account at your brick and mortar, but connect your new savings accounts, your brokerage accounts like Vanguard and other accounts, all in one place, so one ecosystem. Another reason, a common answer to why aren't you saving is that I just don't have enough money to save. But every day we make smart spending decisions to save. We just haven't taken the step of making the savings permanent. With Smart Move, you can take the $10 you saved at the bottom of your receipt and with just a few clicks, save $10 towards your vacation. And when you get that $70 prepaid debit card, you can move that $70 from your checking to your emergency fund. A third common answer to the question of why aren't you saving is it's too far off and hard. I don't know how much I'll need. Studies show that retirement and other far off goals are difficult for us to imagine. Smart Move allows you to actually set goals and track the progress against them. So this is one of the screens that basically shows that train coming at you, but for your emergency fund. Another reason that we're not able to save is that we just don't talk about it. Parents responded to a national survey that they would prefer to have the talk than to talk about money. In an e-money survey of 2,500 adults, more than half, 57%, admitted to purposefully avoiding money talk with friends. In fact, we don't have a national system that we have any financial literacy. So the only education we get from our parents, and if our parents aren't willing to talk about it, it's kind of hard to learn. So we've made it easier to talk about. So what we've done is created a social ecosystem where you're actually posting about the savings moves you've made. So not just your savings, but also your side hustles and things like that. So what you're seeing here is screens of people commenting, as well as searching for coupon codes, as well as other methods of saving money on the app. Personal finance is crowded. There are solutions that round up your purchases to the nearest dollar, apps that calculate your net worth, budgeting solutions, other savings apps, investing apps, bloggers, Facebook groups, and Reddit threads. So there's just everybody offering you some sort of solution. So then why Smart Move? Well, our approach is different. We are a free service. We are encouraging a gradual change in habit. And that's kind of the biggest thing. We want users to achieve success by taking small steps instead of drastic, rigorous changes. So in other words, it's not like you have to fully go in on a budgeting app, but instead you're making these small financial moves that help you see progress against these micro goals that then get you into the habit of savings. So why do we think we're the team to tackle this problem? I have over 15 years experience in finance and continuous improvement. I have personally benefited from following the strategies we've made possible using this app. Austin has over 15 years experience in software development. And so we're back to our ass. So again, I'll kind of leave this up, but what advantages do you see in there? What do you think would be a good question to ask to our market in our marketing survey? Why would or wouldn't you use Smart Move? And again, we're looking for beta testers. So yourself, or if you want to have, you know, somebody that would be fantastic at kind of providing feedback and helping us lay the foundation for our third version. So we have the second one out now, but for our third version, that would be fantastic. And with that, I'll kind of stop sharing my screen and mute myself.
Hey, thanks, James. Awesome presentation. Thanks a lot for being here today and joining us back in your home state. I'll start off the questions, but then we can open it up to anyone else as well. But you said that the app is free. So how are you guys monetizing? You know, where is your slice of this? How do you guys make money, I suppose?
Two ways. One, in our feed, we're going to have advertising. And then the second is more on our third version, which is the gamification. So what that is people will be able to challenge each other to savings goals as well as other activities. And in as a reward, people will get one trophies. So kind of like a Strava model or even a Fitbit model. But secondly, you'll also get coupons. So if you stop going, and, you know, everybody talks about it, and I kind of hate talking about it, but giving up the coffee as an example, if you gave up coffee to Macro Brew for 3 days a week for maybe 3 weeks, and all of a sudden you get a reward from a small micro roastery that has terrific coffee that you can brew at home for, you know, 1/4 or 1/8 the cost of Macro Brew. And so you get that coupon in the mail, you'd be opting into getting their promotions and things like that. But that's the second method, kind of straight out of the Strava playbook.
Cool. Yeah, sweet. How'd you get into this? I think you talked about your background a little bit, but what led you to Smart Move?
There was actually an article that we just got published about just my financial journey. I came out of college, and like most everybody, I actually had student loan debt, and I had also made kind of some boneheaded moves. Like I had a lease on a Jeep that I just couldn't afford, et cetera, et cetera. And I actually had a finance degree and an economics degree, and it was embarrassing to me. So I got super hyper-focused also because of the fact that I had a wife, or at that time, a girlfriend, that I found myself following the same path. So I was going to, you know, go and do a 0% down on a diamond ring and things like that. Well, in fact, I realized that I could actually live the lifestyle I wanted, but just cut out the fat and begin making major strides in my savings things. So instead of, you know, ordering that third beer or second beer at dinner, or even taking advantage of when somebody would pick up the tab on like dinners, I was saving that money like crazy, you know, and I was moving that around in an Excel workbook at the time. And from there, I was able to actually make this decision. So back in, I had turned 36 and realized that I was a millionaire, me and my wife. And fast forward a few years and COVID had hit. And so I was like, you know, I don't have to go back to the office. In fact, my wife got an opportunity here in Colorado and to take on additional responsibilities. I said I wasn't going back to the corporate world. She wanted to continue to work. And so I created this because of the fact that I've been tinkering with it for multiple years. And I honestly think that it's a way to get people that early, not drug, but that early experience savings, and realize just how much money we just lose just because we're just spending frivolous.
Yeah, that's super cool. Anyone? Yeah, other questions? Mike, I see your mic's off. So,
yeah, what's been the receptivity to your customer base, and how do you go about growing your customer base? Because I think everything you've spoken to is. And I know another. There's a woman around here, Kate Moody. What's her name? She's a similar type of activity. Her focus is with women and really helping them. Helping, and it sounds like that's what yours is too. You say target women 25 to 40. I've asked multiple questions and roll out. So what's the receptivity? How are you gaining new customers?
Okay. So the first thing is, because we're so new and we're finance app, there's just that initial kind of barrier. So anybody that I kind of talk one-on-one with that has like a need are very receptive of it. However, if it's like a social media or something of that nature, just because we're so fresh, there's a lot of hesitance just because of the fact that they're like, oh, this is just another fly-by-night company going to get all my information and then run off. So there has been a little just that. But to be honest, you know, we have about 40 to 50 people in our pool. We built version one in January when I built the Argonne thing using Excel, like VBA. And our second version is basically, since May is when we started just kind of standing and running. So it seems as though once the message is heard and they know that we're real people from the United States and we're not stealing their stuff and what we've actually put into the security features and what we've done, the receptivity has been really good.
So how are you getting your customers out there? Is it kind of social media, traditional?
Social media. There's another article that will be speaking just about Smart Move August 13th. And we're actually nervous about that. So like we're trying to keep it to about 100 users. So we've actually put a lot of tinkering and ideas behind just trying to keep the user base low. And that's because we're actually trying to prove out that revenue model of advertising. So what we got to figure out is whether or not people consider this sticky. So will people actually revisit it 3 to 4 times a week, or is it a one and done type instance? But social media is where we're doing it. A lot of just foot traffic, just talking to people, honestly.
I want to jump in. I am a huge nerd on this kind of stuff. You threw up the competition link and I'm like, oh, I use Mint. I read Mr. Money Mustache. We've been Dave Ramsey, you know, nerds since 2010. We're debt free. I'm really into this stuff. I would try your app, but I am the first to bail when it gets overloaded with the advertising and where you're trying to force me into stuff that I don't want to do. Mm-hmm. All the math with this stuff is super simple, right? You multiply the coffee or the going out to the restaurant by, you know, how many times a week and then how many months. I'm with you. I just see the hurdle is there are a lot of these apps, and unless you hook people for something that they're going to come back, they'll sign up and they'll just bail. The other thing I wanted to touch on was the social media aspect. I think it's an interesting deal, but people, like you said earlier, people want to have the sex talk more than they want to have the financial talk. And there are so many different feelings on financials that I don't know. I think it's an interesting one. I'm interested to see how it works out. I don't know if that's going to be, from my feeling, I wouldn't share any of my financial stuff like that. I mean, I'll talk with people that I'm comfortable sharing that kind of stuff with, but it's, we all have different feelings on it. I'm just thinking my family alone, we have different kinds of spenders, savers, you know, people that love debt, people that are completely adverse to debt. That part was interesting. And I guess I'm just interested to see how that works. And that's just my feedback.
No. And in fact, you're hitting on it is that for the most part, and you hit on it in your family, especially in your friend group, people have a different mentality towards their finances. The hope here is that we're kind of creating a group that are like-minded individuals, ones that are in the stages of either trying to pay through debt. So something I can't exactly just claim on there is the fact that you can actually pay towards your credit card balances straight from our app because there's an account, it's an ACH, and you can hit on it. You can, you know, make small payments as much as you want on there through our app. And the anonymous part of it, so the side of it, not sharing it with your friends and family where you may think that, oh, they're actually kind of condescending or wanting to do it. It's more of those like, giddy up, you hit 50% of a goal to go somewhere, or, you know, you're hustling your tail off by, you know, delivering pizzas as Dave Ramsey used to talk about back in the day. Those types of things. Is what it gets people talking and excited. It's not necessarily the stuff where, oh, you should put your money into a Roth 401k at age 25 instead of paying towards your credit card debt that's 15%. It's less of that. And I'm hoping that as people get in there, they'll go, oh, it's more about the financial wins and less about the advice and more of just reading through what other people's stories are and making your own opinion.
Are you able to connect people? Like if I've been using Mint since it came out, you know, every once in a while I'll stumble upon a friend or a family that also uses it. But otherwise I'm a man on an island just watching my own stuff. Mm-hmm. I think what your app could do is if you can connect and share those wins with the people that think like-minded, I think there's an opportunity there. And it sounds like you're kind of tracking that way.
You'll actually have groups and teams. So down the line, you'll actually be able to join a team, for example, if you're all kind of challenging. There's a lady here in Colorado. She runs a prosperity group, which is very interesting. But it's an 11-week process that these women go through. And basically, they kind of look and at the things that are coming into their lives type thing. And she wants to use it and create basically these a team on our app and essentially follow along as people identify these wins. That one of the things she always talked about is at the end of the thing, people would say, oh, on my scratch paper, it says that I found $15,000. At the end of this, I have no more than I had in the beginning. And it was always because of the fact that it's that extra step that's really hard of moving money from a checking account to a savings account and getting it out of your spending habits. And so
theoretically hard, right? I mean, it really is.
Right. We've made it that easy. Yeah. Literally you touch a button and based on your goal, the money goes boop. It's really neat.
I'm curious, James, how have you built the app? And you said you're on version 2, have you done all this in-house? Have you guys worked with out-of-house development teams?
Wireframed it. So version 1, I built on Bubble.io. It's a no-code platform, but it does allow for add-ins and things like that. And cool. I shared that with friends and family and got the initial feedback that it was a general ledger, but it didn't have any of the things that you needed to kind of make it more sticky of actually moving the money. From there, version 2 is actually being built on the no code, but with experienced developers that have added the actual add-ins that do it. So we actually did that relatively cheap. But version 3, I have Austin. We're actually going to be building that with Austin on the back end. And then on the front end, we have some grants that we are going to be tapping into to make it very visually stimulating.
Cool. So version 3 will be like a native app? Is that?
That's right.
Yep. The next step. Cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Good for you for using like those low code or no code platforms. I think a lot of people don't take advantage of that early on, which, I think one of the smartest ways to build an app is using a low code platform for your MVP, which
it's 1/10 your expense and you don't have to outsource it over to the Ukraine.
Exactly. Yeah. Or anywhere. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Super, super cool. Any other questions for James today?
I didn't put any of my contact information or my website. I actually missed, I missed a slide. For some reason, because it was a smaller group, I just kind of went for it versus kind of following my
things. It's all good. We like the casual approach, but maybe if you want, you can throw it in the chat for anyone who's interested in that. Yep. Awesome. Cool. James at smartmove.co.
Yeah.
Perfect. James, I'm going to reach out to you. I appreciate your time. This is a great, I think it's a neat thing you're doing. I hope it works out well. And I'd like to be included in that.
That'd be awesome. You're building the ground floor. So anything that we can get from the user experience makes us improve it and hopefully help people. That's our end goal, is to help people.
Love it. Awesome. Yeah. Well, if there's nothing else for James today, thanks everyone for coming to 1 Million Cups Appleton. We have more presentations, I think, stacked up through August. So please join us for another one when you can. Thanks so much. And thanks, James, for swinging by Wisconsin again. It's always nice having friends from out of state join us. So thank you for your time.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Thanks for listening to this week's speaker. And thank you for your continued support of 1 Million Cups and our community of entrepreneurs.